Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your word. You have been in the fire. In the midst. You have pulled like no other. I've known you in the fire. Don't you mind the bridge? I have been in the goodness of God. Oh, my life, you have been saved. Oh, my life, you have been saved. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Amazing grace, how sweet that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I'm. T'was grace that taught my heart to see, and grace my things really.
You're worthy of it all.
My God. Lord,
hallelujah.
He's worthy of all our praise. He's worthy of all the honor and all the glory that we can give to him, because we can't give him enough. We can't give him enough for what he's done for us, praise God. He's worthy of it all. I think we can all can say that God has paid an awesome price for us, praise God. More than we can even explain, praise God, he's worthy of it all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anytime he went on a cross and died and was bled and beaten for us, for our sins, to take away our sins, I think you ought to say he's worthy of it all. He's worthy of it all. Praise God. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yes, he's worthy. And we worship him because he deserves all the glory. You are listening to God's favorite ministry coming on tonight. So glad to see all of you all again. God bless you. God bless you. You and you and you. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullets or whatever you may be facing or going through tonight. Maybe some type of sickness, some type of hurt. Whatever you need healing for, God is here to meet your every need. Praise God. God's favorites is reaching out as well to help heal your hurts. We are the hands and feet of Jesus. We want to do what he said do, because Jesus said in his word in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. He's worthy of it all. I tell you, that song just makes my appetite, and I can just say it. He's worthy of it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can give the glory and honor to him tonight. Hallelujah. And I believe that you can too. Praise God. Well, let's go to prayer. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory, thank you. We come thanking you, asking you to forgive us of our sin, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. Help us to be more and more like you, God. Father God, you're worthy, God, of it tonight. And God, we lift up your name, that you be glorified, that you be praised, you be magnified, God. Thank you for forgiving us, oh God. Thank you for loving us with so much love, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, that you are Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that you don't have no respect of a person, God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you have us on your mind at all times. Thank you, Father, oh, God, for who you are to us. God, you said, oh, God, in those lonely times, you'll be a mother, father, sister, brother, whatever we need, God. Oh, God, thank you for being everything that we need, God, that pertains to life and godliness in you. You are our lifeline, God. God, we can call upon you anytime, God. Thank you, Father, God. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's on, God, whatever they stand in need of, God. I am lifting it up to you tonight, God. God, God, that you're a healer. Yes, you are, God. You are mind regulator, God. You are heart fixer, God. Yes, God, we say yes, God, to your will. Yes, to your ways, God. Oh, Father, step in, Holy Spirit, tonight. Move within us tonight, God. We want to hear from you, God. We want to sing praises to you, God. We want to lift you up, God. Everything, God, that, oh, God, will bring glory to your name, God. Here we are, oh, Father God. Oh, God, praising and worshiping you, oh, God, for who you are. Oh, God, you deserve the glory. Hallelujah. You deserve the glory. Hallelujah. No other God like you. No other God can do it. Oh, Father God, but you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. No one can do it but you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our best friend. Hallelujah. When you feel a little friendless, praise God. Oh, the best friend is there. Hallelujah. Praise God. He's all that we need. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to ask tonight, is there anyone on, praise God, that have a prayer request? Would you press 1 on your phone, praise God? And if you have a prayer request, we'll be glad. I know I will. I'll be glad to pray for you, but I'm going to ask Sister Felicia, would she mind praying over the prayer request tonight? Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. I'll pray.
Okay, praise God. So if there is anyone that have a prayer request,
you can press 1 on your phone right now, and your hand will pop up, your hand will be raised, and that will let me know that you have a prayer request. Praise God. I thank you for the hands that have gone up. Praise God. Minister Gwen Vernado, go for it.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening to you, Pastor George, and good evening to my brothers and sisters in the Lord that's on the ministry line tonight. My prayer request, and also I want to give a praise report concerning my brother Andre. He is coming along one day at a time. I called to check on him. Thank God for the successful surgery he had, and he's got these hiccups that's been going on for a couple of days. So I'm asking that the Lord would, you know, recover him from that, and just it'd be a total restoration after having the surgery. And I saw some things going on in Haiti on the news today. And the president ordered that some troops would come and all the Americans over there remove them so that they would be out of harm's way. So I ask that we pray for Haiti, because Haiti is a country that is known still to this day to worship voodoo dolls or whatever it is they call it, but it's demonic. And there is a group that has pretty much taken over that country, and they are doing all kinds of acts of evil. And I ask that we pray for the widows of the war. I saw something on a number of widows from the Ukraine war. And so we have a lot of brothers and sisters all over the world who are really enduring a lot of pain. And we want to remember Israel, and we remember those Palestinians in Gaza who are starving. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next person is Sister Rebecca.
Good evening. Good evening, Minister Vivian and everyone that's online. I'm asking for prayers for myself having knee problem, and I think they say it's bone on bone, so I may have to have surgery. So I'm just asking for prayer for myself and continue to pray for my children and grandchildren. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone else before we go on? Praise God. Hallelujah. All right, Minister Keith, I believe that's in your hands now.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we come to you today, Lord, saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another day. Father God, I'm backing up. I'm asking you to forgive me of anything that I may have done that was not pleasing to you, Lord. Cleanse us, Lord. Make us whole, dear Lord. Father God, we're coming on bended knees, Lord, praying for Minister Gwen Vernado, dear Lord. She's praying for her brother Andre, Lord, that he will recover from his surgery, dear Lord. Father God, he's been bothered with hiccups. Father God, she would like you to touch his body, Lord. Heal him. Restore him back to 100%, dear God. Father God, she's also praying for those in Haiti, Lord, praying that all the Americans will be removed so that they'll be out of harm's way, dear God. Father God, she's praying for the widows, Lord, those that have been left widows from the war and just different widows, dear Lord. Father God, she's asking that you'll be with them, Lord. Just be their strength, Lord. Be their provider, dear God. Father God, she's praying for the Palestinians, Lord. She's praying for Israel, dear God. Father God, Minister Gwen Vernado is thanking you, dear God. Thanking you, Lord, that things are as well as they are, dear God. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for how you're touching our mom, how you're just healing her family, dear God, binding them together closer than close. Thank you, Lord, for that. Sister Rebecca is coming to you, dear God. Father God, she's asking prayer for herself, dear God. She's being bothered with knees, Lord. We know that you could touch the knees, Lord. Regulate the knees to where they're not not in so much pain, Lord. She's bone on bone is what I thought she said, dear God. But, Father God, we know that you can go in. You could touch, Lord. She may have to have surgery, Lord, but if not, we know that you can heal, Lord. Either way, we know that you're the physician. Father God, she's lifting up her children, Lord, her grandchildren, Lord. Save, protect, cover them with your precious blood, dear God. Father God, I'm lifting up my brother, my sister in California. Lord, continue to bless them. Continue to bind them closer and closer in you, Lord. Father God, forgive them for anything they may have done that they don't know to ask for forgiveness for, Lord. But let them continue to have a close walk with you, dear God. Keep them safe, dear Lord. Cover them with your precious blood. My entire family, cover with your blood. My mother, my sister, my other sister, dear God. Father God, cover us all with your blood. Thank you, Lord. I'm lifting up pastors everywhere, Lord. Pastors, Lord, give them the strength to be able to handle whatever is spoken against them incorrectly, Lord. Father God, and if they're doing something wrong, Lord, let them get on their knees and repent and ask for forgiveness. Father God, we thank you for everyone that's coming to this line, everyone that have a prayer. We thank you, Father God, just for giving us another chance to come together and intercede, come together and ask for your help, dear Lord, because we know all things are possible with you, Lord, and we can't work out these situations. We have to get you involved, Lord. We have to turn them over to you, Father God. We thank you for that. Thank you for everyone on the line. In Jesus' name I'm praying. Lifting up Minister Vivian, thank you, Lord, for this great woman of God. Continue to bless her and use her. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And we also want to keep Pastor Joyce. I don't see her on the line tonight. Last week she had COVID, so we want to keep her in our prayers that it doesn't go. I haven't called her this week, but we'll keep her in our prayers. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Father God, we're lifting up Pastor, Sister Joyce, Pastor Joyce to you, dear God. Father God, touch her body, Lord. Heal her, Lord, from whatever the affliction may be, Lord. The COVID, the coughing, Lord, the taste, Lord. Whatever is going on within her body, aches and pains, Father God, we ask that you just touch, heal, Lord. Let it not go any further, Lord, but just dry it up, Lord. Let all be well. Let her be able to taste food. Let everything be well. No fever, Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing for her and her entire family. Touch this woman of God, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal as only you could heal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Minister Keys. You are a blessing and an asset to us. We thank you. And
thank
all
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
Praise God. You are an asset for just being here. And I thank God for each one of you named by name. Praise God. Next, we're going to have a song by Minister Jackie Keys. Praise God.
I feel like going home. I feel like going home. The trials they may come on every hand. I feel like going home. I will always praise the Lord. Yes, I will. Hallelujah. I will always praise the Lord. The trials they may come on every hand, I will always praise the Lord. Will you help me magnify his name tonight? Hallelujah. Will you help me magnify his name? The trials, they may come on every hand. Will you help me magnify his name? I feel like pressing my way. I feel like pressing my way. The trials, they may come on every hand. I feel like pressing on. Oh, I just feel like pressing on. Keep on pressing on. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Don't doubt him, have the faith. Whatever the problem is, just hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
I feel like pressing on. Minister Zadie, do you have a song tonight? I think we have a few more minutes before I go.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Bless you, Sister Keith. Amen. Feel like pressing on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, here's my rock. My rock, my fortitude. My wheel in the middle of a wheel. He guided my footsteps and he wiped away all of my tears. Jesus is my rock, rock my soul and shield. I say, Jesus, he is my rock, my rock, my soul and shield. Yeah, he's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Oh, yeah. Gag my footsteps and wipes away all of my tears. Jesus is my rock, my sword. She is the rock of ages. Left for me. Let me hide myself in thee. You know, I get tired, I get weak, I get worn. Oh, yeah, but I read in your word how you feed a little bird. I tell you, Jesus is my rock, my rock, my soul. She's the rock of ages, yeah, for me. Let me hide, Lord, myself in thee. You know I get tired, I get weak, I get worn. Oh, yeah, oh, but I read in your word how you feel a little bit further. I tell you, Jesus is my rock, my soul, Jesus. Oh, Jesus is my rock, my story. He's my wheel in the middle of a wheel. Yeah, he got my footsteps, and he wipes away all of my tears. He is my rock, my sword and shield.
And God. Praise God. Yes, God. He is my rock. I don't know about you all, but that's the only one I've stood on for many years. God knows if it had not been for God on my side, where would I be? Been through some trials and tribulations. But who did I cling to? The rock of my salvation. I realize I'm a saved person. Praise God. And nothing can take it away from me. Praise God. Hallelujah. No matter what the devil may try. Hallelujah. I'm going to cling to the rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I bless each one of you all on tonight. Pray, bless your home. Bless your going in, your coming out, your uprising, sitting down. I just love to bless y'all. No, y'all don't know the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. When you put them up on people, you don't know what God is waiting to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anyway, the title of my message tonight is Creating Me. You know, David realized that, and we're going to go to Psalms 51. David cried out to God because he knows he's messed up inside. I'm messed up inside, but no matter within that, Jesus still overrides everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to start reading Psalms 51 here. It says, have mercy. That's what David said. David, a prayer for spiritual cleansing. We all need a spiritual cleansing sometimes. Praise God. And David realized that. He said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. You know, God is so loving. He's so loving. According until the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. God, whatever I've done today, whatever I have looked at, said, or done, or hurt anyone, God, I ask you to just blot out my transgressions. Because really, really, God, there are known and unknown sins that we have. Praise God. And I pray that I haven't done any of them, but yes, I have done something that was displeasing to my God. And then David said another key word here. The first one was have mercy. The second one was wash. He said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from every sin. I won't know about you all, but I believe you do. I want to be cleansed from every sin that I commit daily. For I acknowledge was another key word. Acknowledge. You got to acknowledge your God, who he is to you, of your transgressions. And my sins is ever before me. Praise ye. And then verse 4 said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when thou judgest. Lord, when you judge me, I want you to judge me clearly, God, and wash away, because that's what he'll do. He'll wash away everything. Hallelujah. Praise God. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity. Praise God. And in sin did my mother conceive me. Pray, I was in sin when I came here. But I thank God for God who washes away my sins when I call upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward part, and in the hidden part, thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge, that's another word. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white. No, make me to hear. To hear, I want God to make me to hear his voice when he calls upon me. I'm talking about God creating in me some stuff, you know, and hallelujah. And that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin. God, don't look at my sin because they are many. Praise God. Just hide your face from me and forgive me. And blot out all my iniquities. That's what David said. Praise God. Create is the main word here. Out of all this stuff that I done been through, God, create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Oh, praise of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy Holy Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's where we want to go to that verse there. Restore. I want God to restore in me. Restore in me the joy. Don't take this joy from me that you have given me, because he has given all of us a joy. Praise God. In us. That, hallelujah. If we allow that joy to be taken from us, praise God, we'll be miserable. Hallelujah. I want the joy of the Lord. I want that laughter and joy of the Lord to remain in me. Praise God, that I will go about leaping. And when I have a problem, I know how to go to the rock. Hallelujah. Praise God. I know how to run to the rock of my salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is no other one, because I don't want to lean, praise God. Come on, somebody. I don't want to lean on the arms of flesh, because man might deceive me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I want to know who I can go to in the time of need, in the time of trouble. Praise God. David's heart was unclean. Sin makes the heart unclean. Praise God. And we can say we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. It means that the old heart is infected by sin and diseased and cannot be saved unless the Lord come in there and wash us with his precious blood. In his heart lies, in this heart lies no good thing, the Bible said, because out of the heart the issues of life flow. Everything that sin brings forth, praise God, that comes out when you want to holler at somebody. You just get all uptight sometimes. Those are the issues of life. But we know that God, he can come in there and wash all that out and make us clean again. It is impossible for an individual to have the right spirit if there is no ask God to forgive you of your sins. You got to ask God to wash you from your sins. Praise God. Let's read another scripture here over in Ezekiel. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was reading, and Ezekiel 18:31 says, cast away from you all your transgressions whereby ye have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit for thy will. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? God is telling us he'll give us a new heart for the old stony heart that we got. He want to give us a heart of flesh so that we can live free in the spirit and obey in the spirit, to walk in the spirit. The sinner are to encourage, to repent and live. That's what he's telling us. Praise God. Conversion and regeneration can only be effected by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. But the sinner is responsible to repent and to seek a new and moral nature. I want to be renewed daily. I don't want to stay the same old thing that I was way back here. I'm a new creature in Christ, because he said he's renewing my inward parts daily. Praise God. Somebody ought to shout off that one. Oh, praise God. Oh, God is steady doing something afresh and anew within you daily. We must realize we are helpless without the Lord. We have a broken a spirit, and casting himself, we must have a broken and casting spirit, casting ourselves upon the Lord our God, who loves us the most, praise God, who gave us the salvation. For he's the one gave us salvation. Man didn't give us salvation. Praise God. It's by you going and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sin, like David, and saying, Lord, cleanse me of my sins. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the God that we are talking about. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking about a God that has loved us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. My screen went down. I had to slow down and see what was going on, but I got it back. Praise God. Hallelujah. The devil trying to mess my screen tonight. Praise God. But he's a liar too. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, the Holy Spirit reveals Christ in him, and it works mighty miracles of the new birth. See, there is a mighty working of the Spirit in us, praise God, hallelujah. And when the Spirit is working in us, praise God, the devil don't have no authority. Let me tell you, God is more powerful than the devil, so he don't have no authority in us, praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is a liar. And that's what we are to do. Cast him out. Cast him out daily. Let him know that he has no authority in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I realize I am created for something. I don't know about you. I realized when I wrote the book that I am created for, God created me for and you for a purpose and a reason. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And I am created to do good works. Praise God. Yes, God. Good works for who? The Father. Yes, for the Master. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to do good works for the Master. Do you? I want to work for the Master. Praise God. And let's go before Ephesians 2 and 10. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2 and 10, what did it say here? Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship. Come on. Created. I told you, I'm created for something. Created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We should be walking in these good works that God wants us to do. Creating me, God, a clean heart so I can do them, God. That we are called to do good works by using our talents and abilities to benefit others in the workplace. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are to lead someone to Christ, to encourage someone along the way. They may be hurting in some type of way, praise God, or they may be going through something, praise God, with a husband, a wife, or children, a co-worker, no matter what it might be, Lord God, thank you, hallelujah, whatever that person, well, we are here, those that are spiritual, he said, need to be ready to restore such a one. Praise God. So we are here being a part of God's hands and feet, being used, praise God. But we can't do it unless we ask God to create in us what he wants us to be. Praise God. See, God is a God of love for everybody. He wants us to go into the prison, he said. Praise God. He wants us to feed the poor and see about the needy, the elderly. We got things to do. We got our work to do in the kingdom. Praise God. See, God has a heart for man. He deals with our hearts. Praise God. And we got to have a heart. We just can't say it. When our heart gets into it, we are doers. We're not just only hearers, but we are doers of the gospel. Praise God. And I want to be a doer. I don't just want to sit here on this radio program every Sunday night, but I want to go out into the vineyard. Praise God. And oh, tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. And oh, pray that their hearts will be changed. And if your heart is not right, he can't use you, and you won't be effective as he wants you to be. So we got to work on this heart thing. We got to work on this heart thing. Praise God. It won't be effective in the kingdom if we don't get everything out. If you are doing things to be seen or for self-exaltation, it won't work out. Watch out. Watch out. It won't work out. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you can't go out here and think you're doing things for God and you're doing it to be seen. Are you doing it to be heard? Are you doing it just for self? No, 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 no. That's not what God, he wants you to go out here in the vineyard, praise God, and do things that are pleasing in his sight. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and of the intents of the heart. My God, that's a lot there. God, hallelujah, His word is so quick. He's willing to go in there and do circumcision on your heart so that you can be effective. Hallelujah. In any kind of way. God wants us to be effective in the kingdom. Busy doing the work of God. Hallelujah. We got a lot of work to be done. Really, really. As I heard the prayer request tonight, we praying for those all the way across the sea, people that we don't know. And don't you know God is pleased, praise God, that we just not thinking of ourselves? Because he said in one word, he said, don't just think about yourself. Think about those, praise God, hallelujah, that you don't know, and pray for them. And we do. I'm just so glad. Y'all just pray for one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 94:11 said, the Lord knows the thoughts of man. Hallelujah. God knows your thoughts. God knows every one of your thoughts. Praise God. So don't try to hide them from him and think you're doing something for Christ when you're doing something for yourself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You want to get the glory. That won't work. That won't. Your prayers is not going any place. Praise God. Isaiah 26:3 says, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind and thoughts is stayed upon thee because he trusts in thee. You're going to be trusting in God for everything that you pray for. Praise God. You're going to trust in God for those people that you pray for across the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. My heart goes out to all. And God said it in his word. He said, won't you know mothers that have sucked? Praise God. There are some, oh, praise God, over there in Israel, Ukraine, and wherever the war is going on. Some of those are pregnant with babies. And we ought to be praying for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, because the word always will remind you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If that heart is right, praise God. You got your heart centered upon him. Praise God. He's creating in you even the more that heart get taken out, that old stony stuff up in there that's keeping you from calling upon him. Praise God. Hallelujah. But call up on the day and the time like this. Hallelujah. And see what God will do. Psalm 94:11 said, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of a man. He knows your thoughts. He knows what you're thinking before you even speak it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We all don't think on those things, which is good, praise God, because we got to be praying for all these things and more. We got so much to pray for. We have to trust God for the small things as well as the big things, because nothing is too hard for God. Praise God. That shall keep your mind in perfect peace as you pray. Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Yeah, yeah. What are you thinking on in your heart? Your heart needs to be toward God daily. Praise God. I know some people can turn off their heart to, oh, they can go and they can do a little of everything. I don't need to just listen to that Christian song. I can do anything I want because God done that. But you see, let your heart float away from God. You need to keep your heart, oh, yeah, set it up on him at all times. Praise God. Psalms 1:1-2 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, in the word, does he meditate day and night. This is what I'm saying. You ought to be meditating. Instead of going out there with foolishness, you ought to be meditating in your heart day and night. We are in perilous times now. This is the time of trouble when we see so many people, so many mothers, hallelujah, so many mothers that's lost their children to gun violence. So many mothers have lost their children to drugs. So many wives have lost their husbands to drugs and other demonic forces. So many husbands have lost their wives. Oh, praise God. With so much, it's so much. Our little a tablet with all our prayer requests, all our prayer requests before the Lord. Bring them before the Lord daily. He said, lift them up before him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because, hallelujah, God cares. God cares. Praise God. Well, ye that love the Lord, hate evil, keep yourself unspotted from the world. Be not overcome of evil. Abhor that which is evil, and cleave to that which is good. That's what we ought to be doing. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ought to be keeping ourselves from the evil out here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because I'm telling you, the enemy, praise God, is out here to kill, steal, and destroy. And if your heart is not right, he cannot, and he won't not. He will not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will not hear your cry. Praise God. So you got to purge yourself from dead works. You got to let that mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. You got to have a good conscience. Your conscience needs to be cleared from the things of the world. Praise God. And I want to go to one more scripture, 2 Timothy. Praise God. Second Timothy 3:8 says, praise God, hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:8 says, I believe I wrote down the wrong scripture. Or did I? Okay. Luke also resist. Now as James and Jammeries withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt mind, reprobate concerning faith. There are some people that are reprobate. They don't even believe in the faith. Praise God. So we got to keep our minds. We got to keep our minds clean, clear, so we won't fall into a reprobate mind. Praise God. Hallelujah. We got to be walking and talking with Jesus. Praise God. That's where I want to be. Ephesians 4:22 is my last verse. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all the things of the church. When you are walking in the Spirit, your heart is clean, you will be put over the things of the church. You'll know that. Hallelujah. You won't be, hallelujah, taking on anything else but the truth, the word of God. Your heart is being renewed. Your spirit is being renewed. You're walking and pleasing God in the kingdom. God bless you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just so thankful for every one of you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. May you be back here with us next week at the same time, Sister Janice, on Friday night at 8 p.m., Minister Zadie Alford, on Saturday nights at 7 p.m., and I'm right back here with you to encourage you in the word and myself as well. I want God to create in me a clean heart, and renew in me. Praise God. And I pray that's your prayer as well tonight. I pray for you and your whole household that you be blessed, blessed, blessed. Good night now, and have a good night and a good week. Bye-bye.
Good night. And
good night.
Good
night.
All right.
Good night.
Love you all. Love you all.
Love you.